Lineups from Bob Parks Realtor, Sunette P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. And Rockville coach Omar Smith texting us some scores or information. In middle school, the sectional tournament, Kenwood defeated Blackman 44-36 tonight. Stewart's Creek and Blackman both lost, so Stewart's Creek lost as well. And at last check, Christiana was losing by 8. So that is an update on what's going on in the middle school sectional tournament being played at Stewart's Creek. That's the update we have for you on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. John, as Jim Burns said, Siegel Nation, are you ready? Mr. Dinkins, are you ready?
We are ready, and the coach of the Blackman Blaze, Barry Workman, and the coach for the Siegel Stars, Ben Dotson. We're about ready to get underway, Brian.
Should be a good one here tonight. The winner is district champion. The ball is in the air and tipped after everybody came down, so we'll tip again. Clark jumping against Smotherman. Crowd into it. Big, big crowd here now. Tip barely tipped out by Smotherman, but controlled by the Siegel Stars, and we are underway. Harris penetrates left side, drives in baseline, has a shot partially blocked. And Smotherman makes the outlet pass to Darius Thompson, who crosses the midcourt stripe right now. Bounces over to McMiller straight away near the circles midcourt. Thompson left wing, way out there, double team. Turn, spins, Harris guarding him, glides in the lane, dumps it low. Smotherman tries the runner baseline, and he is fouled. Let's see. Who did they say?
Clark.
Number 50, Damian Clark.
Brian, they switched that lineup on me a little bit. So
yeah, I was going to mention that.
For that, but
Robert Brandon starting tonight instead of Aiden Burton. Smotherman hit the first one. He'll have another one. It's skyward. This one bounces, will not fall. Rebound pulled out of there. Tay Martin into the game now. Shot from the left. Harris.
Siegel did a really good job getting on the boards there. Had a couple of looks.
3-1, Stars. We've played 1 minute. Thompson takes it right side. Now between the rings, it's McMiller. Sales pops out to get it. Now back to Thompson. Thompson penetrates, double team, dips it in the corner. McMiller for three, baseline, no good. Rebound, Clark. Outlet pass made to Harris. Harris right wing, turns, spins, glides in there from the block, has it blocked. Jump ball is the call, and it's Blackman basketball.
Creighton tried to force that just a little bit, Brian, and he went up against some trees right there and got a jump ball.
I think the Blackman student section under his skin just a little bit. They're down here on the Siegel end. Blackman moving right to left as we see it. Siegel moving left to right. Pass up. McMiller bounce pass down low. Reverse layup no good by Cousins. Rebound Siegel. Brandon down the far sideline. Bounce pass inside. Intercepted by Smotherman. Thompson drives. Top of the key. Bounce pass Smotherman. No good. Missed the runner. Rebound Sales. It goes. And there is a foul.
Well, you always want to follow a guy that's going in for a layup. You never can tell for sure. And that time, Sales came up and followed through with a big basket.
Foul is on Tay Martin, his first, team second. The plus one rattles out for Sales. Harris, long throw up the floor to Clark. No look. Brandon wide open, missed the shot. Good defense by Smotherman. He's pulled down a bunch of boards here early and playing great defense.
That's a case of being too wide open, and Brandon looked up and nobody was around him.
Except Terrence Smotherman.
Yeah.
Waving at him. Blackman sets up now between the circles. Sales. Now McMiller going to drive, penetrate, bounce pass. Baseline jumper rolls around, will not fall for Cousin. Rebound Mark Tay. Stops at the top of the key. Now left side. Driving through, getting a free pass to the lane is Charles Clark. Head fake helped with that. Brightman clad in the Navy uniforms, trimmed in orange and white. White numbers, orange trim around the numbers and name. Siegel in the Nation uniforms tonight. White uniforms with some dark blue trim. Thompson for three. Left wing, too short. Off the side of the rim. Got his own rebound. Glides in there, baseline, no good. Rebound, Smotherman. He's there and powers his way in for the deuce. And a timeout on the floor. 30-second style, 5-5. Your score, Siegel and Blackman with 5 minutes left here in the first. And a word from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught.
Instead of waiting months for a single offer, with a Bob Parks auction, you have multiple offers in a matter of weeks. Call Stan Vaught or Bob Bug today at 896-4600 to find out if you have property that is suitable for auction. Call Bob or Stan at 896-4600 for a complete consultation and property review. Put the power of Bob Parks Auction behind your property sale. To find out more online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
Brian Barrett, John Dinkins here with you tonight. District 7 AAA basketball action. District regular season title is on the line tonight in this game. The winner will be the one seed. The loser will be number two. McMiller breaks up the pass, and then he lost it going out of bounds. That's Cousin, not McMiller. Siegel with two turnovers and Blackman with one. 5-5, approaching the midway point in the first period. This pass intercepted. And this time it was McMiller who intercepted it. Sales driving the lane, lost it, rebound underneath. It was actually Thompson who picked up the loose ball. Darius Thompson. 7-5, Blackman. 4.5 to play. Charles Clark between the rings. Goes far side, finds Trayton Harris, glides in there, blocked. Thompson says, no, no, not in here. McMiller down the floor, behind the back dribble, gets across the timeline. No look pass, down low. Cousin going strong to the basket. Wendell Cousin using the glass. And then a foul coming up the floor. It's a technical foul on Trayton Harris. I'm sorry. Wrong number one.
I think that was after the basket.
Everybody has been after Siegel, you know, what, 3-4 years. And it's emotions are running high, let's say. Missed the second, so Martin hit one of two and will inbound right here in front of us. Tay, the toss in to Harris. Right side, Robert Brandon from the wing spot. Harris drives in, penetrates, and the ball was out of bounds, intended for Damian Clark, turnover Stars. Ran out of real estate here on the near side. Both teams only one loss in the district, 7-1. Siegel lost to Blackman. Blackman lost to Laverne. Crossing the timeline now is McMiller. Sales back to McMiller. Top of the key. Stop there. Looks like Siegel is in a 2-3 zone and picked off. Charles Clark down the floor, tries to lay it in, no good. Sales with the rebound. McMiller looking up the floor, looking, now goes across the timeline and pulls up. Passes over to Sales, now gets it back. Foul line, now over to Thompson. Thompson back out front to McMiller. Blackman resets. Sales in the corner. McMiller gets it again. 2-3 zone for the Stars. Sagan down low against Smotherman. Sales double teamed in the corner. And on the ground, jump ball is the call, and it will be a Blackman turnover. That was not a very good possession for the Blaze.
No, it wasn't. And, actually, they really just didn't try to look inside at all, and it eventually cost them. You've got to make good, crisp passes against Siegel, as you do against Blackman as well.
Martin triggers it in. And Harris. brings it down the floor. Charles Clark dribbles out front. K.J. Dowdy is in the game, along with Freeze for Blackman. Brandon drives, reverse lay-in, baseline, no good. Ball rolling around, picked up by Dowdy. Outlet pass is made. Sales has it. Said Freeze was in the game. It's Mayer, actually, driving the lane.
Thompson, what a move, man. I'm telling you. He dribbled through two people, behind his back dribble, and then put it up, a little soft jumper.
Brandon right wing to Tay Martin now. Top of the key. Brandon gets it back, moving left to right of the Stars. A three from way down the town, Charles Clark. First bank three, 11-9. Blackman with the lead, but that certainly helps the Stars' cause. Minute 45 to play in the first. McMiller to Thompson. Way out here left wing. Works off a pick. Drives to the left elbow. Now kicks it back out to Dowdy. In the corner. Now Dowdy resets. KJ looks far side. Finds McMiller. Now bounce pass back to KJ. And Thompson gets it back with a minute 25 to go. Playing catch in the wings. Now the pick, bounce pass, Thompson, bad pick, and now they lost the ball. Robert Brandon layup, no good, rebound, and put back by Damian Clark. Thought it might have been a little foul there or goaltending or something, but nothing called, and it's okay for the Stars because they've tied it up here at 11 apiece.
Again, not a good possession that time for Blackman, a little sloppy passing.
Pass inside to Mayer. Now they get it down low. Smotherman, what a strong move to the rack. Terrence Smotherman. Brandon has it far side. Passes here near side to Harris. Working between the rings. Now goes bounce pass in the paint. Tried to pick and roll, and the roll didn't work. Turnover Stars. Dowdy in the backcourt with 29 seconds to Thompson. Thompson walking it across the timeline now with 24 seconds to play in the first period. And Blackman leading 13-11, and they're going to take the last shot here. Barry Wertman calling the play. With 10 seconds, the Blaze go to work. With 7, with 6, with 5, 4. Thompson bounced down low, broken up. Now picked up by Dowdy. The floater banked in three. At the horn, K.J. Dowdy. First bank style. And a five-point lead for the Blaze at the end of the first on State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS.
There's really no substitute for a professional teacher, and also there's no substitute for actually checking out an instrument firsthand in person. Every guitar is different. Even on a drum kit, there'll be variations from one to the other. So it's very important that you actually pick that instrument in person and know what you're getting up front before you make that purchase. This is Dave Kivenimi inviting you to come by Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro across from Indian Hills.
The team of chefs at Paleo's Grill invite you to the new Murfreesboro location on Northwest Broad, just down from Jackson Heights. Stop in and try one of their made-from-scratch entrees featuring steaks, Italian, seafood, and Southern comforts. Some of their freshly prepared greats, Nana's lasagna made from old family recipes, fish and chips, smoked maple glazed pork chop, fried green tomatoes, just to name a few. Come taste the Paleo's difference with casual dining for lunch and dinner daily. Paleo's, always fresh, always delicious.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, Fans Heating and Air. We're going to get a look at the Middle Tennessee Christian School Cougars on Saturday.
There, boy style, Eagle 2, driving the lane to start the second quarter is McMiller. Missed the shot, rebound Blaze, and Thompson resets out front. His team with a five-point lead. K.J. Dowdy ending the first quarter with a banked-in three using the glass. Thompson now back to Dowdy. Fakes the three this time. Burns it underneath McMiller! What a beautiful pass. Set play
worked beautifully. That's moving without the ball, Brian. That is a perfect example of Miller.
Brandon here in the wing spot. Now back to Charles Clark. Pushed way out here. Stars trail by seven. Clark drives. Tries to lay it up. No good. Harris blocked. But there is a foul. Got a little too much body there. Going to send Harris to the charity stripe. The foul, I believe, is on Dowdy.
One thing that Blackman's doing really well, they're protecting the basketball. They've got four turnovers, but they're not losing points off their turnovers.
Foul was actually on Josh Mayer. At the foul line, Trayton Harris hits the first. Aiden Burton is in the game for the Stars as well. Second one for Harris. Falls. 5-point lead for the Blaze and the basketball. Moving right to left, clad in the Navy. Siegel in the Nation uniforms. Got some silver and Navy in it. McMiller lost the ball off his foot. Out of bounds. Unforced error there. Five turnovers for the Blaze. Got a whistle. There he is. Mr. Sales going to come in. McMiller going to go out for just a moment. And Jones into the game for the Stars. Has the ball. Burton in the corner for three. Too long. Missed the shot. Thompson penetrates. Turns, spins. What a move. High, down low, and intended for McMiller. Lost out of bounds. Make that intended for Cousin. It'll be Siegel's basketball.
Blackman 7 of 13 in the first quarter. 54%. Siegel 4 of 9 for 44%.
Brandon in the corner to Jones. No-look pass underneath. Clark missed it off the glass, but he's fouled. The foul is on Sales. First for him. Fourth team foul. At least I have four. Nope, just three. Clark at the foul line. The first one is good for Damian. Well, Siegel chipping away at the Blackman lead and doing it at the foul line. He cut it to three with this toss here. Shot it and rolls around, will not fall. Crawled over the rim, fell off the left side. Rebound Blaze. Thompson between the rings now. Works it here to the near side. Dowdy now gets it back. In the corner, Sales. Back to Thompson. Dowdy spots for three, and it's no good. Rebound. Cousin has it. Turn, spins, blocked by Clark. Damian Clark with the block. Simpson coming in. Number 33, Simpson, the 6'5 junior. It's Blackman's ball out of bounds. Thompson, the pass. Whoa! Getting high is Terrence Smotherman. There's a no-look pass inbounds to Smotherman.
High above the rim.
Feed inside to Simpson. Missed. Missed the second one, but a little too much body on the second one. Smotherman forced him to miss the first one. Good defense, but then kind of got into him the second time. No, they actually call it on Sales. Well, for sure it was on Smotherman. Simpson at the foul line. The first one's good.
Ben Dodson calling for a little goaltending on that last one.
Might have had a point.
I don't know if the ball had gone over the rim yet, though, at the point. It was a layup, so.
It was at least probably a foul there. Simpson's first is good. The second one, yes, sir. John Simpson with 2 points. Blackman leads by four. 5:39 left in the second. Full court press by the Blaze. Dowdy. They break the press. Down low. Smotherman off the glass. Rattles won't go. Rebound. Smotherman has his own. Goes up. And he is fouled by Simpson. Now the Bluebirds across the way are the Siegel fans. First foul on Simpson. They don't believe that was a foul. Kind of close. Don't know. Smotherman's first at the foul line is good. Boy, Smotherman has gotten better and better and better, John. Don't you think he's a big difference?
He has, and he's playing tough under the boards. That last play, it looked like that there should have may have been a jump ball, but he may have gotten him with a body.
Second one crawls, will not fall. Cousin with the rebound, tipped out. Smotherman runs down the loose ball, and Blackman resets. 21-16, Blackman leads, 5:15 to play in the first half. Thompson calls the play, and it starts with McMiller. Now back to McMiller after the pass to Thompson. Andrew Rogan in the game. Pass goes inside and stolen away. Pass from Harris to Jones. Missed. Tipped up by Harris. No good. Out of bounds. And Siegel basketball underneath their goal. Park and Brandon are back in. Simpson goes out.
Well, Siegel's really missed some easy ones underneath, but it's not really, it's like it's got a cover over the rim right now.
So Damian and Charles Clark are in the game right now. Charles has it. Right wing gets a pick from Damian. Now in the far corner to Jones. Jones a few dribbles and brings it back out front. Harris left wing. Damian Clark rolls off a pick. Now back to Harris. Harris gets a pick. Now spots for the shot, and it's good. Just inside the three-point arc from the left elbow. Trayton Harris cans the two, 21-18. Blackman leads with 4:27 to go in the first half on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Lester Martin here with Martin's Home and Garden. We offer full-service landscape designing, installation, maintenance, lighting, and irrigation, and lawn care services, mowing, fertilizing, overseeding, aerating, and property management. Martin's is licensed, bonded, and insured. Use Martin's for any landscaping or lawn care needs. That's at Martin's Home and Garden, across from Demas's, 1020 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, Performance Transmission, InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment, State Farm agent Mel Adams, and Reeve Sane Drugstore. 21-18 is Blackman. Brian?
Middle Tennessee Christian School boys a winner, 60-41 over Santa Fe. MTCS boys a winner. Their next game versus Eagleville Saturday night, which will be on WGNS in the District 9A tournament at MTCS. In the corner, Andrew Rogan gets free underneath. Does McMiller, passes over to Cousin right underneath the basket.
They're so unselfish, Blackman.
Robert Brandon drives, tries to scoop one up there, and I think somebody may have partially blocked it. It goes out of bounds. They say it's off of Brandon, so it will be Blackman basketball. Bringing it up the floor. Full court pressure. McMiller going to be double teamed and lost the ball. Jones, right wing, waits on everybody to get back down here. Brandon in the near corner. Harris took a shot to the left ear. He's going to be okay. Charles Clark now back to Trayton Harris. Harris works between the rings, backs it back out, calls the play. Right side to Clark. Now Harris gets it back. Stutter steps at the foul line. Dishes out. Brandon, long two, no good. Rebound, Smotherman. Well, Siegel missing some shots that they don't normally miss. 23-18, 3 minutes to play in the first half. Thompson out far wing, right side. Waits on a pick, explodes to the basket, dishes out for three from McMiller, no good. Rebound tipped up, controlled by the Stars. Jones down the floor. Jones may not stop. Stutter steps, glides in there, and he's going to be fouled by Rogan. Andrew Rogan, first foul for him. Fifth team foul for the Blaze. Aiden Burton coming in, going out Jones. Dowdy back in, and Mayer back in for the Blaze. Inbounds is knocked away by Thompson. Siegel will do it again. Brandon, the trigger in the play. Stolen away by Mac Miller. Great steal, and now Harris going to foul coming up the floor, trying to slap it away.
That was a great steal, and he really had control with one hand. He just took the ball, just kind of just grabbed it, and then kept dribbling with that one hand. It was really a good play defensively.
Wow. You know, matched up toe for toe, yeah, with Harris running the floor. Three from Thompson. Oh, my. From the left wing, nothing but net.
Can't give him that much time.
First bank three, Darius Thompson. He's got seven. 26-18, Blaze. 2:22 to play in the first. Harris between the rings now gives it up. Brandon turns and spins from the right wing. Now Harris in the corner. Baseline three, no good. Fade away, won't fall. Rebound down the floor. Cousin, bounce pass over to Dowdy. Pulls up. Jumper good. 12-footer and a 10-point lead, double digits for the Blaze. Burton feed inside, stolen away. Josh Mayer stepped in front of it. Thompson turns, spins, glides down, pass low, reverse lay-in. Quindell Cousin.
Their interior passing has just been superb tonight.
And the man going to work, the by far assist leader in the county, going to work. Thompson, shot missed by the Stars. Now another pass up. No look. Underneath. Mayer, it's not going to count. They say he traveled. Missed the shot anyway. Smotherman coming back in, going out. Quindell Cousin. A minute 20 to play in the first half. 30-18. Jones trots it across the timeline now. Gets a pick from Damian Clark. Back out front, Burton, the three. No good, too long. Rebound, Thompson has it. And now a foul from behind, Burton trying to slap it away. Burton foul is his first. That's the fifth team foul. Thompson to toss it in. Within arm's length here of me.
Only one field goal for the Stars here in this second quarter. They've hit done most of the damage at the free throw line in the second quarter.
Thompson walks it across with 56 seconds. Back to Mayer, left side. Siegel really pushing Blackman, forcing him to use the entire half court. 43 seconds. Blackman trying to play keep away. McMiller got to get rid of it. Finds Thompson. Count is on. Finds Sales. 32 seconds. Back over to Thompson. He gets free. Now back out to Mayer. To Sales. They're playing catch in the front court. Sales. Counts on. Got to get rid of it now. Takes a dribble and a timeout. Blackman. So a 30-second timeout. Blackman. Barry Wharton will take it, even though I don't think he called it. No timeout. He didn't really call it. The official says blue ball.
Well, Barry didn't call it. I know that. But now I don't know if somebody on the bench may have
Somebody may have yelled timeout. 15 seconds.
You see the look on Barry Wortman's face.
Yeah. Like, he said, I'll take it if I have to. 10 seconds and Thompson with eight. With seven, with six, drives, foul line, passes back out. McMiller hooks one up there, missed. Thompson for the rebound and put back, and that's the end of the first half. Wow. Blackman Blaze take a 32-18 lead into the locker room here at halftime. 32-18, Blackman Blaze here on State Farm Prep Basketball. Back in just a moment as we continue from Siegel.
Benjamin Franklin started the nation's first successful fire insurance company in 1752. While America has changed over the years, our basic human needs have stayed the same. We still need protection from loss. I'm Doran Claiborne, president of Farmer Brothers Insurance. At Farmer Brothers, we know peace of mind is just as valuable today as it was in 1752. If you need insurance for your home, your car, your business, give us a call. You can depend on Farmer Brothers. I'm Doran Claiborne, and you can depend on me.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Bud's Tire is your go-to tire dealer for not only tires, but also oil changes, alternator problems, fan belt problems, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. This is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros on the Old Woodbury Road, just outside the city limits of Murfreesboro. Let our family help your family's car, truck, van, or SUV run better today. Call 896-TIRE or visit us at 3600 Old Woodbury Road.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
It's time to think about the long, cold winter ahead. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. Before the cold winter wind blows, be sure to take care of your car. Bring it by and let us check the battery and coolant. We'll do a complete car check, look at tires, wipers, and more to make sure it's safe for the road. That's Todd's Complete Auto Care. We're on Southeast Broad Street, 962-9050.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad, across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Tacos?
Nah. Burgers?
Yesterday.
Right.
I'm thinking
Mongolian.
Looking for a fresh, healthy alternative? Take a trip to Genghis Grill. Genghis Grill, masters of Mongolian stir fry.
Hey, go vegetarian.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway. Mongolian stir fry, healthy.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Coming up, it's the Prentice Dawson Heating and Air postgame show. We'll have your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, Midas of Murfreesboro shift change of the game, stats, Jennings and Air's funeral home scoreboard, and more. All coming up from the Prentice Dawson Heating and Air postgame show.
This Saturday, we will have the Prentice Dawson Heating and Air Coaches Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, John. And then we will be off for a week, since we will do 12 games in 5 days of the district tournament. And the big day will be Saturday, with games starting at 3 o'clock. So coaches are busy, games the night before, et cetera, et cetera. So
you did that. You're going to need to get that entertainer spray.
Well, games. We'll be okay. But anyway, speaking of entertainers, that made me think of Andy DeGraw at Intersource. You know, he's quite the entertainer.
Really?
See some of his YouTube commercials. But anyway, on our website, goprimetimesports.com, be sure to check out Intersource Tournament Central. All the brackets, all the news that you'll want to know about the postseason will be on our website. It's at the very top in the right sidebar. So check out Intersource Tournament Central. Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800. Time to get to some stats here from Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. Mr. Dinkins, you have got to look at the stats, and I haven't looked at them, but Siegel had a little tough time shooting the ball, especially in the second quarter, didn't they?
Well, they really did. Only one field goal in that second quarter. They wound up for the half 5 of 18 for 28%. What kept them, even at this point, only 14 down, they were 6 of 8 from the free throw line for 75%. Blackman shot 54%, 14 of 26. They had two first bank threes, by the way. And a lot of that is that interior passing, getting those easy buckets underneath with Smotherman and Cousins and 54% on the night. Big, another big stat I think that we probably need to mention, Blackman out-rebounded Siegel 16-9 in that first half. That is huge because Siegel's not bad on the boards themselves. A seven rebound advantage. Blackman 2 of 6 from the free throw line for 33%. 5 turnovers for Blackman, 6 for Siegel. And I think the shooting has got to get better for Siegel tonight, but I think they got to make better shot selections. It seemed like they rushed a little bit in that second quarter. Got to make much better shot selection. I know Ben Dotson is talking to them on that, and Barry Wortman is in the locker room telling them, got to keep on keeping on. I mean, it's just keep putting the pressure on, keep going to the glass, and take good shots.
This game far from over.
That's right.
32-18. Let's get to the shooting here. All these stats from AG Sporting Goods, Winners Trophies, and Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P. Trayton Harris with 7 points. Damian Clark with 3. 5 points for Charles Clark. That includes a First Bank 3. Tay Martin with 1. John Simpson with 2 from the charity stripe. For the Blackman Blaze, 5 points for K.J. Dowdy. 6 points for Quindell Cousin. 2 for Damian Sales. Darius Thompson leads the way with 9. Leads both teams in scoring. He's got a First Bank 3 in there as well. Alec McMiller with 2 and 8 points for Terrence Smotherman. And that is a look at all of your stats. Don't forget, Jones Car Wash on Memorial Boulevard across from O'Charlie's. Palmer Jones and the staff proud to support all Rutherford County sports teams. They offer full service and exterior car wash services. All washes include wheel cleaner, bug removal, and towel drying. If you're a customer, they just want to say thank you for your support, continued support. Since 1971, a family-owned and operated business. If you have not tried Jones Car Wash, stop in, give them a try. They've been here for a long time. They're good folks. Palmer Jones keeping the family business going over at Jones Car Wash. Better service, better wash, right price. All right. That's all we have. We do have a couple of finals tonight. Girls 41-22, Blackman over Siegel on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Middle Tennessee Christian School scored a pair of wins, 60-29 in girls and 60-41 in boys, both over Santa Fe. And in the middle school tournament, the only score I have is Kenwood 44, Blackman 36. We also understand in that game, or in that tournament, the sectional tournament, that Stewart's Creek and Blackman both lost. So there you go, all that information. Miss Dick Palmer walking by there, Dick Palmer's lovely bride. Well, let's see, that's it. Let's take a break. Come back, second half of action straight ahead here on WGNS AM/FM, online at WGNSradio.com.
Shannon Beckman, the resident pharmacist at Reeves Sane, oversees a research project focused upon vaccination for pertussis or whooping cough. You may have been vaccinated as a child, but the CDC recommends a pertussis booster vaccination for everyone 11 to 64 years of age. That way, you not only protect your own health, but you protect the little ones in your family too. Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeves Sane Drugstore. Talk with us about your vaccination. Reeves Sane, 1801 Memorial Boulevard. Reeves Sane Drugstore.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Hey, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, West Northfield Boulevard. We're going to have loose diamonds, loose gemstones, mounted up goods, a lot of sterling silver jewelry. We're going to have citizen watches, a YU8 repair station here for watch batteries and clasp on your jewelry, and something for everybody. Come in and see us. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. Inspired by you. West Northfield Boulevard, right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
For over four decades,
Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Jones in the paint for Siegel to start, misses the shot. Down the other end quickly come the Blackman Blaze, and Cousin gets free for a two-point basket. Harris, a three from the right wing. Boy, we start out with a flurry. Trayton Harris, the first bang three. He's got 10 points. Haven't even had a chance to give you the starting lineups yet. For Siegel, it's Clark and Clark, Brandon, Jones, and Harris. Lob down low. Gwendell Cousin, one step, two-footer, good. It's Sales, Smotherman, Darius Thompson, Cousin, and McMiller, the lineup for the Blackman Blaze. Starting lineups in the second half brought to you by Winners Trophies, AG Sporting Goods, and Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P. Jones tries a three from the left wing. It's in and out. Down the far sideline, moving left to right. Thompson glides in there, dumps it down low to Smotherman. Got to get rid of it. No, he turns and spins, tries to back in, double team, and lost the ball. Jones, bounce pass to Brandon. No, stolen away by McMiller. Tipped right back into Brandon, and layup on the left block by Charles Clark.
And a behind-the-back pass there by Brandon. Pretty good nifty move.
McMiller in the backcourt. Full court pressure by the Stars. Just underway here in the third period. Long pass up. Finds Cousins. Now McMiller over to Thompson. Oakland Girls a winner over Laverne, 70-14 tonight. Oakland Girls a winner. That on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Just got that in after being retweeted from Tom Crager. Sales, three from the left wing, no good. Rebound, still rolling around. Jones can't pick it up. Now falls on it, hands it over to Harris. And timeout called, and we will take one as well. Siegel takes the timeout, 36-23, trailing the Blaze.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
West Coast Cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night 8-10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Siegel inbounds after the timeout. Charles Clark for three from the deep wing. Charles Clark cans the first bang.
See if Siegel's got a push in them here. They're down only by 10.
Trailing by 10, and the ball tipped away, stolen away. Clark drives. Charles off the glass. Charles Clark and Blackman timeout. 36-28. Stars making a run. 5:20 left in the third on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Cash in on savings with Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. This is Terry Haynes. For a limited time only, receive $25 trade-in for every old window you replace. And that's not all. You can receive $75 for every old door you replace, too. Visit our showroom for all types of styles, products, and glass options from sun, windows, and doors.
For more information, call 893-1515. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company is a member of TVA's Qualified Contractor Network. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, the people you know, the people you trust.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tank Service, and AG Sporting Goods.
36-28, pass up. K.J. Dowdy in the game for the Blaze. Now Thompson drives off the right block, off the glass. It's good. He anticipates defensive pressure very well. Ball thrown away by the Stars. Turnover. Well, you know how he, when he glides in there, how he just kind of avoids the defense enough and alters the shot just enough. I mean, he knows how to lay it up even though the pressure's coming.
He's just a good player, and he takes charge when he needs to, passes off when he needs to.
Dish out. Dowdy fakes the three, doesn't take it. Now McMiller back over to KJ. Now back to McMiller, who backs it out. KJ swaps with him. Comes near side, tipped out of bounds by Harris.
You know, Siegel making a push, and Thompson just glides through there and gets an easy layup and gets them back out by 10, then a turnover or missed shot, and they've got the ball back. So maybe they close that tide, but Siegel is really coming out with some defensive pressure, Brian.
Thompson being guarded by Harris. Thompson has the ball. Gets a pick. Somebody else picks him up. That's Charles Clark. Down low, the pass goes, broken away by Brandon. And it'll be Blackman basketball underneath their basket. 38-28 your score. Blackman with 4:18 left in the third. The winner of this game is the regular season champ in the district. Dowdy, pass looking. Got to get it in. Lobs it in to Thompson from the right wing. Now back out front to McMiller. Dowdy in the left wing. Back over to McMiller. Drives in, now steps back out. Thompson has it. Siegel has pushed him way out here, which may get an interior pass. Ball dropped by McMiller. Siegel picks it up. Charles Clark drives, layup, bounces twice, won't go. Rebound tipped around. Smotherman, he makes the outlet pass. Thompson, stutter steps, drives in. He lowered the shoulder. Did they call the charge? Yes. Blackman fans may not like it, but John, when you lower the shoulder, you're going to get it just about every time.
Exactly. I've got to go back to the layup that was missed. How many layups have Siegel missed tonight? And Thompson just kind of swiped at it, didn't foul him, but I think it just affected his shot just enough. Look at the reach on Thompson. You know, I mean, he's not the tallest guy in the court, but he's really lengthwise. His arms are tremendous.
Harris has it left wing for the Stars. Interior pass. High to low to Damian Clark from Tay Martin. There's a foul inside. First one. I think that's second one of the half. Foul is on Mayer. His second. Thompson had the other foul. It was just happened a second ago.
Two things they want to do. Siegel wants to get the crowd back in it. Blackman wants to keep the crowd out of it, of course. And it's kind of a cat and mouse thing going on right now, but Siegel's going to make a push. No doubt about that.
They made a bit of a push to get it into single digits. Got back up to 10, but Clark hit one of two from the foul line to cut into that lead. It's a 9-point Blackman lead with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go. Putting on the press, full court. Rogan lost the ball in the backcourt. Clark, pass down low to Jones, missed it. Rebound. Mayer has it to Rogan. Rogan stops, waits on the traffic to pass. Got to get rid of it and does. Finds Mayer. He's trapped here. Bounce pass to Rogan. Rogan for three, and a foul is going to be called on Damian Clark, and it should be three shots, I think. He may have been on the line. Three shots upcoming. Well, that's a tough foul there, John.
Right now, Siegel's really bringing the pressure up front, and Blackman is really going to have to be careful on this part of it because they have kind of gotten out of their offense a little bit. And Siegel, again, trying to make that push, only down by nine.
Sophomore Andrew Rogan misses the first free throw. The second one is no good. And Josh Mayer got the rebound, but there's still one more free throw to shoot. Lots of subs coming in and out. Smotherman and Sales were out for a blow. They're back in. Siegel subbed as well. I think Charles Clark back in. So one of three from the foul line, Rogan. He goes out, and McMiller back in. Lead back at 10. Jones calls the play. Goes far side to Harris. He's way out there from the wing. About 25 feet out. Gives it over to Brandon. He tries to go baseline. Lost the ball out of bounds. Turnover, Siegel. Stars turnover is number 7. Thompson triggers the inbounds play and now gets it back. They'll look pass across the middle to Sales. Now McMiller, long pass up. It's going to be broken away by Martin underneath. Mayer gets free, goes to the left block, and shoots the layup. Broke the press that time. Brandon spots for three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound. Tay Martin got those long arms out there. Turn spins. It won't fall. And rebound for Terrence Smotherman. Smotherman to Thompson. Thompson up the floor. McMiller has it. Drives baseline. Looks inside. Mayer waits on the traffic. Stops. Pops. It's good. 43-29. The Blaze on a bit of a run here now with 2:07 left in the third. Jones works it between the rings now. Looking left. Still has it. Scutter steps. Goes to the right. Still has it. Now explodes, trying to go in there. Stripped. Mayer has it. Gives it up to Thompson. Thompson to McMiller. Glides in off the glass. Won't go. Rebound, Harris. Harris pushing it up the floor. He may not give it up. Stops from the right elbow. No good. Too long, too hard. And a rebound. A foul on the rebound. It's going to be Trayden Harris with the foul. His second of the game.
Well, he took the shot, and then he kind of got his head underneath as Sales was coming down, and that's the reason, or Smotherman, that's the reason for the foul. Brian Siegel has a tremendous press, but if you can beat it, you usually have a good look underneath the basket, and that's what Blackman's done the last couple of possessions.
McMiller still in the backcourt. Thompson now to Sales. They have broken the press. Sales pulls up. That allows Blackman, or rather Siegel, to retreat here to play defense with a minute 20 to play in the third. Stars trail 43-29, Blaze up 43-29. Thompson in the corner, trapped, spins out of it. Now to McMiller, near half court. He stepped on the line, they didn't see it, and the official doesn't know either. It should be Siegel's ball. The officials are conferring. I don't think they saw him step on the line, but then he lost it out of bounds. I think they're discussing whether it was tipped. It's Blackman basketball. I don't think anybody would have seen what I saw here just because we're right here at midcourt. The officials were on the opposite sides.
Well, that would be, if they didn't see it, then that was the right call.
Exactly. You know? And I don't see how they could have.
I know the guy, the official in the front of us didn't.
One on the far side didn't either. They were too far away. Sales in the corner. Sales back over to Thompson. Thompson, the lob to McMiller. Now back to Thompson. Thompson on the far side. Now brings it straight away. Passes inside to McMiller. Dishes out. Sales doesn't take the shot. Playing keep away here with 35 seconds.
And that's hard to do against Siegel.
Thompson drives. Cousin goes in off the glass. You can count that basket. Quindell Cousin, 12 points. 45-29 Blaze. Siegel got it to 9 at one point. And since then, Blackman has exploded. Cameron Miller in the game for the Stars. Aiden Burton in some trouble, gives it up to Harris. Harris, foul line jumper, he's going to be fouled by McMiller with 5.1, sending Harris to the charity stripe.
Foul number 2.
First foul on McMiller. Nobody with more than two fouls, so that's not a problem. This game has been a well-played game, high energy. And you can tell why they're the two best teams in the district. Harris, the first one is good. He's got 11. I think this entire district tournament is going to be great. That's coming up a week from this Thursday. Girls on the first night, boys on the second. Two games each night, then the semifinals, four games Saturday. Harris misses the second toss. With three, with two, Smotherman to Dowdy. He's not going to get a shot off. And we head to the fourth with the Blaze leading by 15. A district title is on the line for one of these two teams. We're about to find out who will be the regular season champ when we come back.
Oh, gosh, I know what that is.
Do you want to know what to do now?
Tell me, radio guy.
I'll tell you then. You take your car on down there to Performance Transmissions in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard. They can fix everything from your classic hot rod to Grandma's Buick.
This ain't Grandma's Buick.
Performance Transmissions can fix your transmission. They're on Memorial Boulevard, next door to O'Reilly's. See them online at MurfreesboroTransmissions.com.
This is Brandon Burks with First Bank Mortgage. Now is the time to refinance or purchase your dream home with rates at historic lows. Just a quick 10-minute call or visit could help you save thousands in interest and even reduce your monthly mortgage payment. Give me a call at 907-5535 or come by and visit me at First Bank on Memorial Boulevard. I look forward to helping you with all your mortgage needs. Call me, Brandon Burks, at 907-5535.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
For over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire mid-state region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal online at TOA.com. And according to my folder, I'm done.
You're done? You're not leaving, are you?
No, I wouldn't leave this game for anything.
15-point lead, but that can change in the blink of an eye for the Blackman Blaze.
Better lace them up tight here in this fourth quarter. Just underway, Blackman basketball. Thompson has it. Straight away, now works far wing. Drives baseline, glides all the way in there, and he's going to be fouled by Burt.
Darius Thompson is one cool cat.
Cool cat?
One cool cat.
He's just so smooth around the basketball, around the ring, you know, around the hoop. Tremendous athlete, basketball smarts. McMiller works between the rings now, comes here near side, or far side rather, Thompson. Thompson explodes, turns, spins, puts a little six-footer up there, and you can count it. Darius Thompson, and can score at will, but only has 13 like because he has like 8 or 10 assists. It's amazing. Harris for three. Right wing, yes, sir. Trayton Harris, the first bang three.
Well, that's probably the two best guards in the district right there. Maybe four out there tonight.
McMiller drives in the lane. Runner is no good. Rebound. Jones off of him and out of bounds. He couldn't pull down the rebound. Had the position.
Trayton Harris has hit several big threes to keep Siegel within range.
He's had three tonight. Three first bank threes for him. 47-33 Blaze. Long pass around the midcourt to Dowdy. Now Thompson, who inbounded the pass, is already out there and has the basketball. Thompson going to pass right side to McMiller. Now Dowdy drives to the lane. No look pass, goes out of bounds. Turnover for the Blaze. That's their ninth.
Tried to rush that one and tried to force it, and that's when you get in trouble, when you try to find something that's not there. Just
Barry Workman wiping the sweat from his brow as he takes a seat. For this final 6:30, he'll be up in a second.
Charles Clark for three from way downtown. No good. Too long. Rebound McMiller. And now there's going to be a reach and in foul called on Charles Clark. They're calling this final quarter a little tighter here. Inbounds to be made by Thompson. Thought he was coming at me. I was blocking myself. Pass is thrown away. Now the Stars run it down. Brandon has his three blocked by Thompson. In the backcourt, Smotherman makes the outlet pass to Dowdy. To McMiller, right here in front of us. Gives it up to Dowdy, drives the lane, misses it. Rebound tipped out, controlled by Harris. He brings it down the floor, he stops. Got to give it up to Jones. Wayne looks around, drives to the foul line, glides in there, hook shot goes! And there is a foul. Ryan Jones, not Wayne Jones, with the basket. Has a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play here.
Siegel hanging around. You know, you just expect them to get that little burst. They cut the lead, what, to nine, I think, at one time? And
may have been eight, but I know that it was nine. And that was the second time. It got into double digits, then they backed into it again. Ryan Jones does get that three-point play, and it's an 11-point lead. Blackman with the basketball and the lead with 5:39 to play. Long pass up. Cousin to McMiller. McMiller is going to lose the ball out of bounds. Turnover for the Blaze and a huge trip down for the Siegel Stars, I think, John.
I think you're
going
right.
to make your move. You've got to do it now.
I think you're right. Blackman not throwing the ball, kind of throwing the ball around a little bit right now. Kind of got a small lineup in there right now, too. Siegel.
Jones. Works between the rings now. Fakes left, goes right, glides in there. High off the glass, missed the shot. Rebound, Thompson. Thompson pushing it down the floor. Being double-teamed, even triple-teamed. Breaks down low, McMiller! Wow.
It's one of those assists you were talking about.
How he saw him, I'll never know. Brandon drives in the lane. Hook shot, no good. Joyner in the game, tries for the rebound. Didn't get it, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be off of Blackman.
I think I've seen everybody play now. I will say this. Blackman on the boards are relentless. They go up every time.
Martin has his shot partially blocked by Thompson. Underneath on the putback by Brandon, he's going to be fouled.
And you probably got two of the best teams in terms of offensive rebounding in these two teams tonight. And that was a big rebound right there by Siegel to get these two shots, and that's Robert Brandon. He's not a big, big guy, but boy, he can jump.
Brandon's first toss rattles through. John Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Thanks to MS Hope 65, Laverne Boys over Oakland 56-45. Laverne 56, Oakland 45 in boys play tonight. So the Laverne Boys secure the third spot with that win. Second one for Brandon, rolls around the lip of the rim. Siegel rebound, however. Harris for three. It's online. Missed. Tip up. No good. And Clark going to be fouled on the putback. Charles Clark going back to the charity stripe.
Well, they're crashing the boards right now. Siegel is going hard, and that's giving them some more opportunities.
Charles Clark's first toss. Swish.
And the good thing here for Siegel is the clock doesn't move.
And we've got a Blackman timeout, which we will take as well with 4:37 left in the game. 49-38, Blackman leads on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Tired of little Johnny always talking about how cool everyone else's dad is? Want to go from zero to hero in your house? Then get Google TV. Turn your TV into a web browsing, social media, and search engine machine. Don't care what they think? Good for you. Then get yourself a home theater system with a TV the size of a drive-in movie theater, just in time for the big game. But if you want to get any of this, you got to go to the source.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We welcome you back.
Blackman and Siegel battling it out for first place rights here in District 7 AAA Boys. The winner of this game will be the number one seed in the district tournament. The loser will be number two. Laverne, with their win tonight, will be third. The rest of it, I don't know. Second toss by Charles Clark is good, so he hit both from the foul line. The Blackman lead is now only 10 with 4.5 to play. Pass up, broken out, and lost by Smotherman out of bounds. Siegel, a chance to get it in single digits again. Turnover number 12 for the Blaze. Barry Wertman trying to get the sub in, and I heard him here.
Well, they need Smotherman on the boards, and Sales also.
Sales is in there. Charles Clark tries to force the three. No good. The foul is not called. Darius Thompson to bring it up the floor. Thompson comes here near side. To Sales. I don't think they're going to be in a huge hurry here. Sales got to get rid of it and does to McMiller. McMiller trying to back out and does over to Sales. Foul line jumper from the right elbow. No good. Rebound tipped up. Tipped up again. Sales comes down with it and has it stripped away. Harris down the far sideline. Turns, spins, glides in there. What a move! Chayton Harris!
Well, that kind of got that crowd back into it now.
8-point lead for the Blaze. 3:40 to go in the game. Thompson behind the back dribble, still in the backcourt. Pass up here near side to McMiller. Harris on him. Steps in, steps out. Now takes it between the rings. Pushed way out here to Thompson. Blackman not in a hurry. 3:24 to go. Harris going to come out to make Thompson move here. 3:17. Thompson steps in, steps out. Controls the basketball from the elbow. Glides in, four-footer. Yes, sir. Darius Thompson, 15 points and a timeout Blackman, which we will take as well. A 10-point lead for the Blaze with 3:08 to go on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Middle Tennessee Athletics has teamed with Lightning's Locker Room to promote Operation Hat Trick to donate hats to injured military personnel. For every 3 OHT hats sold, Lightning's will donate an MTSU hat to the local VA hospital. Hats available in Royal Cloth, Camouflage, and Royal Summer with the MT logo and OHT design. At Lightning's Locker Room, off-campus location 910 Ridgely Road, off-broad between Chewy's and Chili's, and at MT Games. Let's support this worthwhile cause.
Just like WGNS is your hometown radio station, Toots is your hometown restaurant, where we have now won the Ruthie's Award for Favorite Restaurant in Rutherford County 2 years in a row. At Toots.com, there's a link. We're really excited about it. ShopToots.com. If you have any friends across the country or even in the world that would like to enjoy some of our wing sauce or a t-shirt, go to the website, click on what you want, make your order. It's safe, secure, and we ship all over the world.
Good food and fun.
Toots.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Don't forget to join us now, Saturday, and also Friday. We got a ball game on Friday night. It's going to be at Blackman.
Blackman and Riverdale this Friday here on WGNS. Blackman leading by 10. Trayton Harris with the ball, and there's going to be a foul on Harris. Should be 1-1, and it is. Gives me a chance to give you a score. Smyrna defeated Riverdale tonight 63-44 in boys. So we have all the boys finals in. Riverdale beat Smyrna in girls tonight as well. So we'll be able to give you some details in the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air postgame show.
Smyrna boys getting a little serious now, aren't they?
Yep, that's their third win of the year. Trayton Harris, 17 points, now make it 18, hit both of them from the foul line. 8-point lead. This is as close as Siegel has been here in the second half. Thompson, the inbounds is made to Cousin, gets it back. Thompson down the floor, crossing the timeline now. Right here in front of us, Thompson is going to be fouled by Joyner.
Yeah, Joyner reached in there and trying to make the steal.
That's only the fifth team foul for the Stars, or on the Stars. Sale's going to come back in. Smotherman going out. Well, I think Smotherman, especially in that first half, was maybe an unsung hero. I don't know how many rebounds he's pulled down, but he had a great first half, especially. Dowdy going to hand it off to Thompson in the backcourt. They're raking him over the coals. Joyner doing everything he can to try to get the ball away from him. 2:28. Coach Dotson calls the play. Thompson turns, spins, gives it back over to McMiller. The pressure is going to be intense by the Stars this last 2:16. McMiller gives it up to Dowdy. Double team, gives it over to Sales. Ball rolling around, battle for it. There's a train wreck in the middle of the floor. And is there a foul or a timeout call? It's going to be Siegel basketball. Timeout not called. I don't know why Siegel fans are booing. I guess maybe they thought there was a foul. I was screened and couldn't see, so there you go. Siegel basketball trailing by 8.
Well, I tell you, there was a lot of hacking going on that time by the Stars. They get the ball back, a chance to cut this thing.
They call jump ball is what happened. Brandon drives in there, scoop shot, missed it. Well, there's a bunch of those tonight.
If they don't win this game, that's going to come back and haunt them tonight.
Miller down low to Cousin. He is hammered. And he's going to the foul line. When Tay Martin lays down the hammer, buddy, you know it. And it is on Martin, his second. At the foul line, Quindell Cousin. John, it may come down now here to Blackman, hit those free throws.
I think definitely it will, because I think Siegel now, if they can't make a steal, maybe force the foul.
Cousin misses the first free throw. He will have another. He was shooting. Blackman will be. Both teams are in the bonus. Let me just say it that way. Sackowin for Cousin. This one no good. Rebound. Thompson off the glass too hard. Rebound. Battled around. Thompson. Shuttle pass over to Cousin. Missed that. Tip up by Thompson.
That's unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable.
Lead back at 10 for the Blaze. A minute and a half to go. Wayne Jones. Jones drives baseline. Now back out. Jones and Harris run into each other. Minute 22. Jones drives in there. Dumps it out to Harris. Harris shovels it over to Jones. Jones with 1:14. Gives it back out front to Charles Clark and a timeout Siegel. 1 minute break for us. A 10-point Blackman lead with 1:12 left in State Farm Prep Basketball.
Hello, my name is Henry Golzinski, and I'm the owner of Franklin's Printing. We know in this economy that our customers really need to get the most out of every dollar they're spending on printing. That's why we have installed some of the most efficient printing equipment we can obtain to help lower cost and increase efficiency. Two of our most recent acquisitions are new high-speed folder, high-speed black and white printers for short runs. My goal is to be the most competitive and give the best service of any printer in this region. If you don't think I'm serious, call me now. I'm Henry Golzinski at Franklin's Printing.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Inbounds is made by Siegel. A minute 10 to go. Clock rolling. Aiden Burton in the game gets a driving layup. Burton, the two-point basket. Burton, his first points tonight. Blackman down the floor quickly. Dowdy loses control of it. Now finds McMiller with 53 seconds. 53-45, down low, Sales goes up, bounces twice, won't go, rebound, Stars, Martin, the long pass up, Harris for three, no good, rebound, Charles Clark, Clark brings it back, baseline, glides in there, and there's going to be a foul with 37 seconds, who is the foul on? It's going to be on Blackman.
I think maybe Sales, maybe?
8-point lead, could be less. if Clark can hit free throws. Charles Clark at the line. First one is good. Lead is 7 now. That's as close as Siegel has been here in the second half. Is it too little, too late? Only 37.7 left. This one is big. 2 threes could tie us. This one goes. Still a 2-possession lead for the Blackman Blaze. 53-47. And a timeout Blackman, which we will have to take as well. And we'll be back here on WGNS State Farm Prep Basketball. 53-47. Blackman leads. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
On Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
FM 100.5. FM 101.9. AM 1450.
Coming up right after this ball game is the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. We'll have it sometime before the morning hours. We'll have the Loveless Five Photography players of the game, the Midas to Murfreesboro shift change of the game, and we'll have the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Plus, Brian will have his update on our district brackets, what it's going to look like.
The district meeting is Thursday. We'll know a lot Friday. We'll know who has to win for what to happen, and before we're done Friday night, we'll be able to tell you the matchups in the district tournament. Right here, a fight for number one. 53-47. Blackman's got to get it in bounds, and they do. Skying for it is Quindell Cousin. 33 seconds. Still in the backcourt. Up to McMiller to Thompson, and now the foul is called. With 30 seconds, it's 1-1, John, so you got to hit the first to get the second. You hit the first, that makes it a 3-possession game.
Yeah, I think Thompson wanted him to foul him, but Siegel alertly chose McMiller here. Puts a little pressure on Alec. Well, Stars are not, they don't ever quit. You're not going to get any quit out of the Siegel Stars.
No. Going to go down to the wire here. McMiller going to step to the foul line. Big free throws here for McMiller. Shot it. Missed it. Rebound. Harris has it. 29 seconds. He's up the floor quickly. Burton in the corner. Drives baseline. Glides in there. Missed the lay-in. And now a foul. 21.5. We'll do it again. Breaks just aren't going the Stars' way. They've had a lot of opportunities right underneath the basket.
Well, there's a huge rebounding advantage for Blackman tonight, 26-14, and that's 26-15. That's a big factor, you know, that you're getting one shot down the floor and Blackman able to just pull down that rebound. Again, another big free throw.
Josh Mayer at the foul line, still 1-1. Shot it. Missed it. Rebound Harris. Here we go again. Harris to Wayne Jones. No look. Burton in the corner for three. Bottom! Timeout! Siegel Stars. Aiden Burton nails the three. It's a three-point game with 13.9. We'll just hold it right here. Wowee.
Well, here you go. You got an opportunity. I think what Siegel's going to try to do here is steal the ball first. And then they can't wait too much time. If they don't make the steal, they're going to have to foul pretty quickly. They may just decide to go ahead and play their chances on fouling and seeing if they've missed the last two trips down here. It's got to be in the back of Blackman's mind. But I think on the inbounds, they're going to try to make a quick steal. If they do, they've got the shot. They may take it. They may call a timeout. I don't know if I allow you have Blackman set up their defense. I think you just take a shot at it and go.
John, can you tell me why Stephen Crutchfield says that you sound younger than I do?
I just have a youthful voice.
Is that what it is? I guess he's listening in. His former coach, Barry Wertman, of course, at Laverne for many years, before testing out the college waters and then coming back here to Middle Tennessee. Blackman leads by three. It's their basketball with 13.9. Eighth Burton for the Siegel Stars just nailed a huge first bank three from the far corner.
Tom Crager just said the, those words, and I get yelled at when I say that in football.
Or it's baseball, what
yeah,
you
baseball,
say.
Yeah, baseball, yeah.
Monty Hale hates you.
Yeah, but no, he says it, it's okay. Here we go.
Thompson to toss it in. Long pass, McMiller. Can he run down the loose ball? He does. Can he get the lay-in? No! Missed. Goes out of bounds. Who's basketball? Siegel's ball with 10.6.
Well, if he hits the layup, the pass was good, but it took McMiller just a second or two to get to it. By that time, Siegel was able to make a great defensive play down there. Quite honestly, it was so fast, I don't really know who did it.
Burton going to trigger in the inbounds with 10 seconds. Wayne Jones with 8 with 7. Jones between the rings finds Clark with 4 with 3. He glides in. They give him the two-point basket. And with .3 on the clock, there was no foul called. Or was there? Charles Clark hit the two-point basket.
I said the game's over.
Is that what they say? Yeah, the officials are walking off the floor. Game over. 53-52. Well, that's interesting. 53-52 is going to be your final. Blackman survives here at Siegel, and the Blackman Blaze are regular season district champions in 7AAA. The Blaze a winner, 53-52. Over the Siegel Stars. Stay with us.